Okay, Shalom Aleichem. I apologize, there was no shiur last week. I was sitting on a chair in the emergency room with my father-in-law. He should have a four shlema in Cheskel Menfega. Baruch Hashem is out of the emergency room now, but we're not totally out of the woods. And Be'ez Hashem, he should have four shlema. The shiur should be the Rufuoso, Besoch Shar Choli Yisrael. We have a long list of people we daven for, but since his situation at the moment is the most severe, actually, I'm not even sure if that's true, but what do you call it? But it's the one that's most pressing just at the moment. So it'll be the Schuso, and for all the other Cholim of Klal Yisrael, and it's really those that we have in mind and those that we don't have in mind. Okay. I'm sorry, once again, about last week. It just couldn't happen. Let's take a look. Parshas Re'eh. The title is Priorities in Life. I think by examining our entry into Eretz Yisrael, and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu hopes for us, if you could call it his aspirations, his expectations for us, I think you could transfer that to not only to the door that came into Eretz Yisrael, but to Bechlal being in Eretz Yisrael and Bechlal being Jewish in the world, not just in Eretz Yisrael. It clearly sets for us a very clear picture of what our priorities in life should be. Let's take a look. Sre'eh Anochi Nosen Lifnechem Ayom Bracho Klola. Once again, the Anochi, the same Anochi as the Kodesh Baruch Hu talks Kaviyokal about himself. Anochi, the same Anochi that said to Yaakovinu, Anochi Eredim Cha Mitzrayma, Anochi Ha'olcha Gamalo, I will be with you. The same Anochi of Anochi Hashem Lokecha, Shotzei Sichem Yeretz Yitzrayim. I'm giving you the Torah, I'm giving you my Koviyachu myself, by giving you the Torah. The same Anochi of Im Anochi Betzara. When we unfortunately are worthy of punishment, chalila, or deserving of punishment is perhaps a better term, deserving of punishment, imanochi betzara. And the haftorah, not this week, but coming up soon, anochi, anochi menachem chem. I will be with you, I will be menachem you, I myself will be menachem you. So here it says, re'eh anochi, anochi nisim lifnechem ayom brocha klola. Kodesh Baruch Hu is setting out very clearly for us a path of both brocha and klola. Your connection to me, or Khalil, your disconnection to me, your connection to Anochi, or God forbid, your disconnection from Anochi is the source of your bracha uklala. Es habracha shetishmu el mitzvos Hashem Elokeichem asher Anochi mitzaveh eschem hayom. The bracha asher, that you shall, note, it says over here, asher tishmu el mitzvos, you shall keep the mitzvos Hashem, asher Anochi mitzaveh eschem hayom, that I am commanding you today. Vaklala, and the curse, as opposed to the bracha, right? The curse, im lo sishmu, here, notice here it doesn't say asher, that you shall, but rather if, im lo sishmu el mitzvos Hashem elokeichem, v'sartem min aderech, and interestingly enough, it points out to only one avera, v'sartem min aderech asher anochi mitzaveh eschem hayom lelechet achrei Elohim acherim asher lo yedatim. It only talks about avodah zarah. Interesting. Vaya, ki avo, ki avil, ki aviacham, sorry, Hashem elokecha elo aretz, so this bracha and klola that we're talking about over here are the brachos and the klolos that will be spoken about in Parshas Kisavo, in those that were given Har Grizim and Har Eval. Right, the bracha being issued forth from Har Grizim, the klola being issued forth from Har Eval, the shvatim were divided up. Again, that's a discussion for later on, Parshas Kisavo. Halohema be'ever ayardin asher derech mevo ha-shemesh, achrei derech mevo ha-shemesh, be'eretz ha-ksani ha-yoshev barava mul ha-gilgal etel elunei moreh. A very elaborate description of this kind of rare. They knew the names of the mountains and where they were, Kargriz and Me'eval. Nonetheless, the pasuk goes out of the way and says, you should know these are derech mevo ha-shemesh, the path of the sun, be'eretz ha-ksani, the land of the ksani ha-yoshev barava mul ha-gilgal etel elunei moreh. Very, very elaborate description, exactly where the mountains are, even though probably they knew they could find them without all this elaborate description. So let's take a look, right? At some of the points that are discussed on these psukim. First of all, Re'ayanu Nosein Lechem Yechem. This is Rashi Bracha Klah Amur Bahar Grizim Har Eval. Those who discuss different types of Bracha Klah is referring back to the previous parsha of Ayam Shemoa. Rashi says it's going Har Grizim Har Eval. Says the Sforno Bracha Klah. Says the Sforno, don't aspire to mediocrity. Klal Yisrael, you are not meant to be a mediocre people. Your lives will either be bracha, which is beyond the norm in terms of blessing, or chas v'chalila klolo, which is less than the norm. As he says, v'klolo hi me'era mechaseres, machseres, shelo yusag maspik, u'shneem lifneichem la'asig, kefi mashe tivcheru. Whatever you choose, but your life will not be a mediocre one. You will either acquire incredible excellence. Here we're even talking in terms of Olam Hazeh. If we'll see shortly that these brachas and klalos are not talking necessarily about Olam Haba, they're talking about Olam Hazeh. But the question is how to take that Olam Hazeh also as well. How to understand it, what its importance is, or perhaps sometimes what its lack of importance is. But be that as it may, the bracha will be a level of excellence. And God forbid, the klala will be not just fair to middling, not just mediocre, it will be much worse. We are not a mediocre people. Says the Pirush with the Taz on Rashi, says, Brachu klala, hamur bahar grizim, shlotite lefarish, midichsiv asher tishmu, right? Velo im tishmu. Don't make a mistake. Note, it says asher tishmu, and not im tishmu. Like it says by the klala, it says im, lo tishmu. Why? Al derech the isa begemara bo letayer misayin oso, a person who wishes to be metayer himself, who wishes to purify himself, Hashem aids him, misayin oso, from the shamayim, that he is given divine aid. Va'bo letame, a person who wishes to become tame, post chimlo, they give him the opportunity. They don't aid him, they give him the opportunity, post chimlo. That's the idea that the bracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is giving, he wants to give us siyua, he wants to give us aid. That's first of all. Where's the scene over here? Because it says, asher, that you shall. You shall. You shall. As opposed to the non-compliance says, if. Lamedcha d'meruba mida tova midas puranos da bracha aninos nechabe achshav. Says that it has a fascinating thing. Asher, that you shall. V'zesha omras da bracha asher tishmu adahainu almenas. The asher is what he says implies a condition called almanas, on the condition. The two forms, the two ways that one can introduce a conditional phrase into some event. It could be the if, right, or on condition. If or on condition. If or on condition. If is obviously maybe yes, maybe no. On condition implies that I'm going to give it to you already, the Gemara tells us. You have to keep the condition. You don't want to fulfill the condition, then you got a problem. But it's not if. It's already given to you now. De'isa begitin. The kamaduchti. Kol omra amanas ke omra me'achshav dami. You already are a recipient now. The bracha is already yours now. The imkain. Kan nami mitchilas habracha me'achshav. Maschilas habracha me'achshav. It starts now. If there's no compliance, okay. Then it will be rescinded. The klala, however, is only if. If. The Tveris Yonason, Rav Yonason Eipshitz, also adds something over here. He says, we mentioned before, that the only thing that's referred to as non-compliance is Avodah Zarah. That's the only aver in the Torah. If Klal Yisrael Chas V'Chalila is over all the other averes of the Torah, then they're not guilty of non-compliance with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. He says, note though, it talks in Tishmu, Lo Tishmu. We're even talking before the stage of actual action. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mitzaref Machshava Tova L'Maisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, gives the person already a level of credit for a deed that he wishes to do, that he wants to do, sincerely wants to do. even though he hasn't done it yet. He receives already a level of schar. And let's say because of some unavoidable or unforeseeable for circumstance, he's not able to fulfill that. Kodesh Baruch Hu's mitzaref, the machshava tova lemaisa. It's his intention, right? Gleans for him reward, even though he never actually did the act, because he was prevented from doing so by some unforeseeable event that took place. By averas, if a person wants to commit an avera, he's not held culpable. No level of culpability for an avera that you want to do if you don't actually succeed, unless we're talking about avodah zarah. Because that is the antithesis of all the Torah. It is the severing of the connection between Hashem and us, Chalila, and that warrants, right, a response, a powerful response on the part of the Creator in terms of the punishment that needs to be meted out, even if we're not successful in our Ratzon, already from the time of commitment to be over to avodah zarah. So that's what the Rav Yonasan Eibshitz says. So what have we seen so far? Alright, as opposed to the klala, imlo tishmu, the tishmu, that if we do listen, right, it talks about all mitzvos, you're rotzen to do the mitzvos, you're already receiving some credit for it now, you're already worthy of the bracha. The klala is only if you actually, right, don't fulfill the mitzvos. But here we're even talking about not just non-compliance in a level of action, but also in the world of Ratzon, because we're talking about avodah zarah. Furthermore, in the first pasuk, it's actually we have to take note of something. It says, Re'ei anochi nosin lifnechem hayom. There's something a little bit off here in terms of the grammar. Re'ei, that's speaking in the singular. Asher anochi nosin lifnechem. Plural. Why start in the singular than the plural? First of all, I mentioned before, not in this context, that I think this is an important thing that everybody has to know, that they have to realize their own personal responsibility. Their own personal responsibility. If each person takes care of their own personal responsibility, they will contribute to the klal. Re'ei and lifnechem. And it's similar to this idea. This Kli Yakar says, Re'ei kimedaber liyachid, lifnechem kimedaber al rabim. And he brings the Gemara in Kedushin. Lo'olam yidim elo adam ki'ilo hayakol olam mechtal mechtal. A person should always see himself as though the entire world is in balance. If he does one mitzvah, he tilts the scale in the favor of merit. The whole world should be seen as though it's in balance, on a scale. And it's equal. If I do a mitzvah now, the side of merit is heavier. If I do an avera now, chas v'chalila, the side of sin descends. It becomes stronger, weightier, heavier. A person should see, look at himself. It's dependent upon me. Re'ei to the yachid, lifnechem to the rabim. Every action that we do has an effect on everyone. And this because Klal Yisrael was entering, as the Kli Yakar points out, this is the concept of Klal Yisrael being a raving. We're all mixed together with one another, responsible for one another. The idea of arevus, arvus. On the one hand, it's mixture, la'arev, to mix something. And the other hand, an arev, a person who takes responsibility for someone else. That's because all Jews are mixed together. We're all connected to one another. Therefore, I can take responsibility for you. Therefore, I can make kiddush for you. Even though I've already been yotze kiddush. But you can't make kiddush for some reason or other. I can make kiddush for you. It's not a bracha latala. Because we are ravim. Zeh bazeh. Ravim zeh, lo zeh, both. Right? We are intermingled with one another. And therefore, that's why we're responsible for one another. We're like two hands from the same organism. Davar acher, continues the Kli Yakar. B'milas hayom. Says Remez al Galgal ha Yomi b'samchal abrach v'aklol omer lecha k'mo hashemesh. He says you should know the blessings over here. Again, once again, we're talking about temporal brachas. If you look later on in Kisavu, we see the brachas we're talking about there is what's going to happen here in Olam Hazeh, in our entrance to Eretz Yisrael, or b'chol in our relationship to one another in our lives in this world. Right? It is like the Shemesh. Hashemesh, Shehu, Be'echad, Upoel, Shnei Hafachim. The Shemesh is one, and yet it has a different effect on different substances. It depends on the recipient, the substance that's receiving the rays of the sun. Matich Hashava, it causes wax to melt. Makpi Habetza, it causes the egg to congeal. Meshacher Pnei Hakoves, the person who's out in the sun doing the laundry, hanging up the laundry, washing the laundry, etc., his skin becomes darker. Umalbin Abeged, and the beggar becomes whiter. Kol Sheninu Shinuyim Halalo Einam Boim Mitzad Hashemesh Ki Mitzad HaMekablim. It's the same rays of the Shemesh. The question is, the effect that they have is determined by the recipient of those rays. So too also, Hashem is telling you, Olam Hazeh is designed to give you, Jewish people, either bracha or klala, like the Sfarno says, no mediocrity for you. But you will determine, right, as the recipients, as I have often used the example of a person who's standing with a styrofoam cup in front of a samovar, right, a hot water kettle, right, and he opens up the spigot. So if he's got the cup aligned properly, he's got a full cup of, let's say, hot coffee, hot cocoa, depending on what you prefer, so you have hot water if you want to make tea, etc., right there in the cup. You've turned the cup slightly to an angle, and the result is you no longer have a full cup, and chances are, if you're wearing suede shoes, right, you can throw them in the garbage. If you turn the cup on its side, then the hot water, none of it goes into the cup. All of it goes onto your clothing. You've got a trip already. Your suede shoes have gone to the garbage. Now your outfit that you're wearing needs to go to the cleaners. If you turned it upside down, then you have a trip to the emergency room. Oof, I shouldn't use that term. You have a trip to the emergency room. It's all the same hot water. It depends on how you hold your cup. Pardon the pun. It depends on how you hold your cup. In Yiddish, a cup is a kepipu, is a head. Okay, depends how you hold it. So says the Kli Yakar, right? Shem is being mashpia, his connection, he's sending out his presence to this world, depending on how we hold our cup. That's what determines whether it'll be bracha or klala. And therefore it's doing to the Shemesh, the Mavoa Shemesh, the path of the sun. Path of the world. The Panimafos, the Balaflaw, says, we have to remember, again, because again, this is all talking about temporal bracha. They're not talking about tickets to Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, in the Arurim, in the brachos that will be given later on in Kisavo. It's talking about what's life going to be like. And the Panigrafo says, we always have to remember, Achash alti meis Hashem osa avakesh. Shivtu veis Hashem koi mechayai. Lachzos benom Hashem levakir beichalo. Is that the only request? David Melech's Tillim is filled with requests. Filled with requests. But the kivun, the direction of all the requests, is Shivtu veis Hashem koi mechayai. Lachzos benom Hashem levakir beichalo. All requests, all temporal requests, are only there for one intention. Only to give the person the ability to be able to be Yoshev Beveis Hashem. Says the Bani Yafos, Hayna Domar Achas Sha'alti, Kloma Kol Asher Sha'alti, Inu El Achas, Rak Oso Avakesh, Shivtu Beveis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayai, Blitir Dumania, Vizash Omar Es HaBrocha Asher Tishmu, Ve'in Ikar HaBrocha Bishvil Tanuge Olam Hazeh, He says in a drash fashion, Es habrocha asher tishmu, pointing out why it says asher as opposed to im, differently from what we saw before, but also just as worthy, obviously. Asher tishmu, all of the bracha is for the sake of that you can hear the words of Hashem and live a life of connection. The ain ikra bracha b'shvil tanug elam hazeh. The goal is never tanug elam hazeh. Not because we've got sour grapes or ascetics, etc. If the goal were this world, really, I hate to say it, right? But if the goal were this world, right? That is a clean, that is a tool, right? Because obviously, if a person has his needs met, right, And he feels a certain sense of calm, of tranquility of spirit. He's obviously in a better place to be mekayim the mitzvos. If however his connection with Olam Hazeh is taking him down the primrose path to destruction, right? Because he's no longer focused on his ultimate connection to Hashem. So what did Olam Hazeh do for him? Lefech, it wasn't good for him. Vayishmun Yeshurun Vayivat. We'll see later on in Sefer Dvarim. To wax fat, to rebel, to think that all the purposes of Olam Hazeh. Let's put it this way. If all of Olam Hazeh, with all of its pleasures, were the ultimate goal, then why in the world wouldn't Hashem, who we believe, right? If we don't believe, that's another issue. But if we believe that He is the ultimate good and wants to give us good, so why doesn't He give it to us already? Well, are we living life like a carrot is being hung on a stick before us? You know, try and get it, pull it away. If Olam Hazeh is the goal, so give it to us now. The only reason that shows that this can't possibly be the goal. I mean, there are lots of reasons why it can't be the goal, but let's say it can't be the goal, right? Because otherwise, give it to us now. It's only through our transformation, through our connecting to Hashem, through Torah, Mitzvahs, Maasim, Tovim, that we give birth to ourselves. We become different people. We translate all of Olam Hazeh into, right, call it, into its most spiritual qualities. We engage in Olam Hazeh. But we do it L'shem Shamayim. In that sense, by choosing, by overcoming, by struggling, by growing, we give birth to ourselves. Like it says back in Parshas Noach, Eila Toldos Noach. Noach Ish Tzadik Tamim Ayo B'Dorosav. It talks about the Toldos, the generations, the kill of your offspring of Noach, yet it doesn't say Shem Cham V'Yofes. It talks about his Tzidkis. Rashi tells us, because Khan to teach us, that the Iker Toldos, the Iker, the main progeny of a person in this world, are his deeds. Because in his deeds, he gives birth to himself. A person who, what he called, who is not zocher to get married. A person not zocher to have children, is not married to have children. A person who, what he called, who lives his life, what he called, is his life for naught? God forbid. He is giving birth to himself. That's the biggest birth that anyone will give birth to. Be they, what he called, woman or not. You give birth to yourself. And that's only possible by traveling through the corridor called Olam Hazeh and transforming it. Then you become transformed, you become a different person. That's the only way to Olam Haba. Olam Haba is called Olam Haba because it is Ba. It comes from Olam Hazeh. Really, there's a mistake in the terminology. You would think it should be Olam Hazeh, this world, and Olam Ha, who? That world. This and that. Not this and the one to come. It's not so parallel. But it is parallel. It is necessary to be written that way. Because it is the world that comes from this world. And as he concludes, the Balaflo, Panim Yafos, says, Hinei Anochi Marbitz, that's the pshat in this week's Haftorah. Hinei Anochi Marbitz Bepuch Avanayich. Right? Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking about the ultimate building of Yerushalayim with exquisite stones, marvelous, beautiful, right? The world will be filled with plenty. Klal Yisrael bizochet to so many things. Physical things. But what's the goal? The chubanayach limudei Hashem. So that we should be transformed into living expressions of the Torah. Eino ela kadeshi ubanayach limudei Hashem l'kayim es haTorah mi'osher bli etzef. We should have what we need so that our entire existence will have breath to it. But not so that I can acquire more toys. Right? He who acquires the most toys before he kicks off is the one who has won the game. Right? Also, Rav Yonatan Apshitz mentions the idea that the ultimate payment is not in this world, like the Rambam, right? In Mor Nevuchim, in Hilchas Tshuva, I should say, and the Ramban will tell us that the Iker Schar, Schar b'hai amaleka, the reward for mitzvahs is not in this world. The reward for mitzvahs is in the next world. This world can't contain the reward of mitzvahs. It's not big enough, as it were. only those things that aid in the Kiyum of Mitzvahs. All the brachas that we speak about over here, all the success, is only to aid in the achievement of what our life is for, which is Torah Mitzvahs, Maasim Tovim. Through punishment, since Hashem loves us, we're not looking for punishments. But a punishment, obviously, in this world, right, which cleanses, is obviously infinitely better than having a reduction of one's level of connection in the Olam HaEmes. Easy to say, not easy to live, but true. Finally, says the Gro, the Kol HaYom, says that Hirinea Anochi Nosin Lifnechem Hayom, today, you should know, every day is a new day. A person could think to himself, you know, I chose wrong, my life, I lived this way, I can't change, it's too late. Aval im bir lo derech hara ein lo takona, he says, av im bir lo achakak derech hatov, l'chach omra kosov, nosin, hina nirorei anochi nosin lifnechem hayom. It's every day I'm giving you a new choice. Change today. It's never too late. V'ulashen hove. Every day is a new choice. The past, do tshuva. Right? And then, you'll be as though you were born again. Says a person, I've been a Rosh until now, you tell me I'll change again. Fine, I'll change, but what am I going to do with all my baggage? Today, Shabbal Tshuva, Kekotan Shenolot. Interesting. This is where the Gro's Mefarshit. So, we've spoken about the past itself, the priorities, we've spoken about also how it's never too late to reprioritize. Later on in our Parsha, we come to looking for the place of the Mokom HaMikdash. We talk about two mounts before, HaGrizim Har Eval, and now we talk about a third mount, the mount of, right, Har Moriah. The Mokom HaMikdash. Aveid habdunus ha-makomos, right? We have to utterly destroy all the places of Avodah Zarah of those who occupied the land before our coming. Many tatzemis mizvachosam, and their altars need to be destroyed, etc. All their idolatrous gimmicks need to be erased. Osasam kein la'ashem elokeichem. Strange pasuk. Don't do that to your creator. I would think you would do it. So we'll address it. We'll address that. Kim el makom asher yivchar Hashem elokeich mikol shivtechem lasum eshmo sham lishichno sidra shu vas hashama, says the famous Ramban. Lishichno sidra shu vas hashama. Note, we're talking about the inyanim of Olam Hazeh. There was a very clear delineation where Har Grizim and Har Eval were, beyond what you would need. When it comes to the Mokom HaMikdash, the Balei Musar say, you have to search for it. Here we're talking about the focus, right? Before we're talking about, do you want the tools available to you in order that you should do this to search for Hashem in your life? And so to the Mokom HaMikdash, Shichno Sidrashu Vas Hashem, search for it, and then you will come there. As Ramban says, that first a person has to struggle to find through his own learning, like David HaMelech did the night that he sat with Shmuel HaNavi as he was fleeing before Shaul. He spent the night Benoyos Barama. Chazal tell us, the place was called Roma. What's Noyos? He was Osik with Shmuel. This was his priority. He should have been fleeing for his life. He should have been getting to the nearest airport to be able to get out of the clutches of Shaul. Instead, he spent the night learning with Shmuel Navi. Where will the Mokom HaMikdash be? Noyos. Noyos Sholom, the beauty of the world. Where will it be? Place of the Beis HaMikdash. And then, the Navi tells you, yes, this is the place. Says once again, says the Tiver Shlomo, the Radomsker. He says, "Kim alamokom ashiyivchar Hashem lishichno sidreshu vasa shama." Right? Later on, it says, "Umakom ashiyivchar Hashem sham ta'ale lo secha sham ta'ase kol asher anochi mitzaveko." Radomsker says that this is a skula. It's a skula. It's not just in terms of searching for Mokom HaMikdash. This is a skula to a person's success in avodas Hashem in general, and in particular with tefillah. If the focus is, I'm looking for the place of the Shekhinah, that's what I want. Sometimes we get caught up in tefillah. We get caught up in tefillah in lots of different ways. we get caught up in, you know, I need this and I need that and this and that. And so that our tefillah almost becomes, you know, very olam hazeh oriented. And you're supposed to daven for those things. But the backdrop, the understanding is, why do I need that? What do I want that for? Not because I just want the temporal things in the here and now sense. I need them because I have an ultimate goal that I'm aspiring to. And what is that? The Shichno Sidushu Uvas Hashama. Radomski says, that's what the Gemara means when it says that a person should be Mechaven Libo Neged Yerushalayim. A person in Chutzlatz, a person even in Eretz Yisrael, he's Mechaven, his direction towards Yerushalayim. And his Mechaven, as it were recorded in Yerushalayim, is Mechaven to the Mokam Mikdash. And if he's standing on the other side of the Mikdash, he's Mechaven towards what he called the Kodesh Kadoshim. Why? Because that's what you want. That's your kavana. Your kavana is that Hashem should be Mashre Shechina in our midst, and that we should be connected to Him. And then everything else, all the other temporal requests, be they das or be they tshuva or be they refua or be they parnasa, all fit into the construct of I want to be close to Hashem. I want the Shechina to be in our midst. I want the Beis HaMikdash to once again stand as a living declaration to the entire world that Hashem is the Creator and we are His children. He says, that's the Pshat in the Gemara. Rav Yossi Pamachas Nechrasi L'Churva Achas Michurvos Yerushalayim L'Ispalel. I went into one of the desolate places of Yerushalayim to daven, and Elio Anavi, a Gemara in Brachas, stood at the door and protected me. What was he protecting him from? He says, not just protecting him from Mazikim, from all sorts of evil individuals. He's protecting my tefillah. That my tefillah, I should be mimchaving. I should say the words and mean the words. My intention should be pure. If I am entering into a churva of Yerushalayim, to one of the desolate places of Yerushalayim, and my focus is that they should be rebuilt again, that the Makom HaShechina should be built again, the Klal Yisrael should become one again in Yerushalayim, and the Shechina should rest in the Beis HaMikdash. Those two things, two very crucial things, that my tefillah is protected. Finally, let's just conclude with Sfas Emes. It says, B'Pasuk Lo Sa'asun, right? We saw at the very beginning, right? Lo Sa'asun, Kein Lashem Elokeichem. Don't break down the holy places. So Rashi says, right, one pshat in that is don't losas and kein Hashem lekeichem. You have one place, which is the focus of your national service to Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash. Not many places, not many altars all over. This is not every individual just by himself. The va'achar asar lenotates even shlo yigrumu, right, avonos lahachri Beis HaMikdash. Or another pirush that Rashi brought at that time was, not that we actually think you're going to be guilty of tearing down the Mizbech or taking out stones from the Azara, but rather your sins will cause it. Says the Sfas Emes, V'chena perish echad heim, ki al yidei Beis HaMikdash hayu b'nei Yisrael b'shorish achdus. When Klal Yisrael is focused on the service of Hashem, then Klal Yisrael is one. Right? Klal Yisrael is one. If our averus, as it were, break our relationship to Hashem that caused the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. If there is sinas chinam between us, then once again, the unity that Beis HaMikdash generates is destroyed. Ki kein tzrichim bnei Yisrael leos koin god lechad, Beis HaMikdash echad, lechach al yedei she'ovru v'ikrivu v'vamos, the concept of each person establishing his own altar. It's my relationship with Hashem. You, right? A chopped liver. Me? I'm connected. Or, Nisparid ha'achdus v'ne'eras ha'chibur v'nechal Beis HaMikdash. Two things that Rashi says it addresses. Lo sa'asun, that you shouldn't do this to Hashem. Don't turn your avodas Hashem into something which is exclusively personal. Every person has got his unique chelek, but he can't cut himself off from the klal, because it's only through the klal, like the Sforno says, in Parshas Baloscha, in the Parsha of the Menorah, that he talks about the idea of Klal Yisrael saying, Naaseh, not Naaseh v'nishma, Naaseh, at the time of Aharon Sinai, right? Said twice, once it said Naaseh, once it said Naaseh v'nishma. So the Sforno, the idea of Naaseh is between all of us, your will be revealed, your will be fulfilled. Because each person has a different chelek. So we have to recognize the klal. So don't build your own private bama. Say, it's me alone. And also, this is part of achdus, shemafoshos, nechav habayis. Another way to destroy the bias is to destroy the achdus actively, sinas chinam, in klal Yisrael. So our parsha tells us what our attitude should be towards olam hazeh. We're not people of mediocrity. We will even see the tremendous bracha, chas v'lilach kalola. But the yisod is to remember that all of our requests with regard to olam hazeh have to be for one purpose, to enable our further commitment and fulfillment of connection to Hashem. And that connection to Hashem is going to be in the form of the shichno siddushu vas Hashem, that we want Hashem's presence to fill the world. And the way that it fills the world is through the Shar Shamayim, the Beis Elokim, the Beis HaMikdash. Shichno Siddushu Vos Hashama. Search for it. And then Hashem will give us the answer. If you search for it, I will give it to you. If we really want it, it will come. These are the weeks of Zion and Nechemta, the 7 weeks of consolation after Tisha B'Av. If we really want what the Navi talks about in the Haftorahs, if we really want what the Pasuk told us here in Parashas Re'eh of the Shichno Siddushu Vasa Shama, then Hashem will send the Navi, will tell us, it's here, it's yours, you really wanted it. Atzlacha.